When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reason for this song to be played. The answer is coming soon. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. It's 7 a.m. in South Bend, and cars are already lined up on the side of the road.
No kidding?
And it's snowing.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you seen this, Mac?
Dude, it's nuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like the kingdom.
I thought you were going to hit me with a thanks for listening, because I know that you just said it. And I just lost $100 to Bob.
Yeah, no, he didn't. But this is the song, Mac, that everybody wants.
Oh, God.
Texans love the game of football. Down here, the game is big, and it's raw.
The what's big?
So grab a chair and sit a while, and enjoy the game. Texas style. We are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight. Fight like Texans. Up to the Toro.
They're celebrating the churro.
Everybody, we are the Texans. The Houston Texans. Big Texas skies. Big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight. Fight like Texans. Hail to the churro. The red, white, and blue. The red, white.
They're singing about a churro.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you never had a churro. Mm-hmm. This whole song is based on fighting for the churro.
The churro and the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what's music to my ears.
Second quarter. Sprint out action to the right side. Mahomes holding it. Now fires it late. Kelce gets into the end zone, turning his left shoulder. Touchdown, Kansas City! 20 points in lightning fashion by the Kansas City Chiefs. Great protection. And Travis Kelce is tearing the Texans up.
So that's, again, we brought this up earlier. That's when we all started, or at least I can't say that. That's when a lot of us were like, okay, like Mahomes is that guy. He is the Steph Curry of the NFL. This is the Golden State Warriors. This is whatever, right? Like, this is what it is. Here's the deal. When this young man, which, you know, you do whatever you got to do, Tim Settle, but when this young man says this sort of stuff.
I definitely see this O-line. It definitely has its leap holes, and it definitely has their struggles. But, you know, I feel like that we can take advantage of that. You know, we got an elite D-line. You know, I feel like Pat's a little banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not. But I hope he's mobile enough, because we coming in Arrowhead.
You guys plan to get after that?
Yeah, for sure. Pat better make a good decision. I ain't making no threats. I'm making promises.
I really hope Joe Mixon, after he saw that go viral, pulled him to the side and goes, here's the deal, man. So was in Cincinnati. We called this place Burrowhead. Didn't really go well for us.
That's right.
Last time this franchise played here, it didn't go well for us. And spoiler alert, Mahomes is playing.
Yeah.
And I really hope Joe Mixon, one of the leaders in that locker room, pulled that young man, Mr. Tim Settle, aside and was like, hey, man, just go in hiding for the rest of the week. If the media comes up to you and asks you to double down, be like, I got to go hit weights. I got to go watch a video. You don't talk. But I don't know if Joe Mixon's doing that, because I know that things that happen like this don't end well.
Right.
And I know the Chiefs are now 3.5-point favorites. Mahomes is going to play. Hollywood Brown is back. Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce. It's December. Mahomes is just absolutely lethal in December.
I mean, other than Rashi Rice, they have their full complement of weapons for the first time this season.
And call it what it is, short week, Chiefs didn't travel.
Right.
So a lot of advantages. And when you throw that out there, I'm really hoping that, you know, Joe Mixon or even a guy like D'Amico Ryans, who has seen this team
do it. Well, D'Amico has seen it from the San Francisco perspective, because right. he was on that defensive staff when the Chiefs came back in the Super Bowl the first time and beat them. And D'Amico's, you know, was a Houston Texan himself. He wasn't part of that game, obviously, but he was a Houston Texan himself. So he knows the history that this franchise has here with that postseason. Yeah, that's where your leaders need to take over. And really, though, Dusty, it's probably a little bit too late for that, because the words have already been said. They're already out there in the ether. The Chiefs know exactly what Tim Settle said. They know exactly what he meant by that. That should have been a conversation that these leaders need to take each week inside that locker room. And it doesn't happen a lot. Like, you don't see Buffalo, you don't see Baltimore, you don't see, well, Pittsburgh. We won't see them have that kind of smack talk, because they got some veteran leaders that have been around the block. This is sometimes,
well,
I think
George Pickens will probably be back that game.
Well, he might.
Not,
yeah.
Let's not
yeah.
leave that
he,
out of doubt.
He may say something leading up to the start of it, but Mike Tomlin will make sure that when he goes in there tomorrow or Sunday morning when they get ready for the Chiefs, keep your mouth shut.
Well, even to that take, imagine if, like, the Chiefs, and I know it won't happen because it hasn't happened all year, but let's say the Chiefs win like 35-10.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that, like, they will say something afterwards, because somebody will ask, like, did you hear Tim Settle's comments? Did that affect any way, the way, shape you played? Maybe O'Minihue says something, maybe Jones, Carl, somebody says something. And then Tomlin goes to his team next week and says, I don't want to hear any sort of talk.
Right.
Because this is what just happened.
Tomlin will shut that down before it happens. But that's where your veteran leaders have to be veteran leaders. And that's the difference between being a team like the Chiefs that does have those veteran leaders on it versus a young team like Houston that clearly does not have those veteran leaders yet, who think about this kind of stuff. The Chiefs are calculated. They think about everything, right? The Houston Texans, still that young team, but that's when we're on a Monday morning when this thing starts. Everybody needs to be on the same page. Hey, guys, do not say anything about Patrick Mahomes, because when you do, he comes back with a vengeance and he takes it out on everybody else. And so I think that was just a young team being a young team. But here's what I'm hoping for. I don't think the Chiefs are going to say anything after the game when they beat Houston. What I want them to do is, remember back in the day in 2014, 2015, when the Royals were working 1738 into every single conversation and people were like, what the hell's going on? Why are they saying 1738 and all that kind of stuff, right? That became their thing. I hope after this game, the Chiefs try to work and settle into every single, post-game comment. We weren't going to settle for a loss. We weren't going to settle not to play our best. We weren't going to settle for being embarrassed. We weren't going to settle for Patrick not having a big game. Everybody needs to work in that dude's name into their post-game comments and say, we're not going to settle for anything less than a Super Bowl and all of that. And just kind of poke the bear that way, because I do believe there is a chance that these two teams meet up again in the postseason. Right now, if the season were to end today, I think Houston would be the 4 seed, Baltimore would be the 5 seed. Most likely the winner of that game would come back to Arrowhead for the AFC divisional matchup. And so you don't really want to poke the bear and give Houston any sort of bulletin board material, but you want to give them enough where they know that is what caused them to lose it. And if this matchup does happen again in about a month at Arrowhead Stadium, the Houston Texans aren't going to say a word.
And then this is, the opposite side of that. This is Rokon Smith's comments that you might want to hear from Hard Knocks.
Being able to get away from the game, you never truly realize how much stress and things that, like, I love this game, but how much stress and things come with this and, like, take up, like, a lot of your mental space. I was just like, man, why do I feel, my mind feels so clear, like, just, like, so loose. That week off, man, I think it's going to be huge.
So that's him on the importance of the bye week, and that's why this game means so much more to the Kansas City Chiefs, because you have to prepare for that day off in the playoffs. You haven't had one since week 6. So, again, this game, you've not only added fuel to the fire by, talking a little bull junk, you've then kind of called out, once you drop the name Arrowhead, it's like every fan's like a prairie dog, right? Immediately attention. He's calling us out.
Okay.
Have fun with that. Saturday at noon, those people, you think people are at South Bend right now at 7 a.m. the line at Arrowhead on Saturday will start at 5 a.m., if not before. They might be camped out tonight, you know what I mean?
There may be some campers tonight.
And I think the thing that's great about that is like, you need that sort of mental, physical rest. And Mahomes, I know the ankle he's going to play, he's the Terminator, he's tenacious, whatever it is. But like, you get through Houston somehow, some way, by the grace of God, Buffalo loses to somebody in the final 3 weeks, which good luck. And or maybe neither one of these teams loses and it's just 16-1. You're in the playoffs. You're the number one
seed. Or you just win Saturday and Wednesday and it's over.
But a lot of people say that the rest physically is the most important thing for the bye. Mentally as well, huge. When you've gone through this gauntlet of a season, yet you've only lost once and people disrespect you, then you get the bye, you get Andy Reid's record of the bye, and you get to stay at home as an additional nugget to all of the enjoyments that you get by just winning out and taking care of business. You've got Houston, you have Pittsburgh, and you have a Denver team that now has to fight as well.
Yeah, and Denver, I mean, like, I think Denver's in the postseason. You look at the percentage chances of everybody else making it, and it's like 11%, 8%. Not a huge chance, you know, for folks to make it into the postseason if you're not already in the top seven in the AFC. But, I mean, the bye is big mentally. It's good to give everybody that breather, the ability to just kind of unwind a little bit, and also not to put four more quarters of work and stress and pressure on your body as well, where you don't have to play that extra game. You don't have to put four more quarters of stress on your body, four more quarters of stress on the coaches coming up with a game plan when they can be focused on what really matters most, and that's winning that AFC divisional round.
This comes from my buddy David. He says, you know what? After the Raiders' Kermit the Frog stunt, the Patrick Mahomes reaction, it'll get handled when it handles. Everyone thought the Chiefs would annihilate them, but they didn't, and there's no guarantee the Chiefs play with a chip on their shoulder after Settle's comments. To be fair, it's a good point, but to be fair, that Vegas game, they didn't expect to be without Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco.
That's exactly
right. So everything changed after that. So business still got handled. You beat them twice in the same season.
You did beat them. And again, you don't get style points for going out there and winning 35-10. You get the same amount of wins for a 35-10 win as you do for a 14-13 type of win. So that's what it's all about. Just go out there and get that victory on Saturday. But I feel like the comments, the negativity towards this organization, people doubting again Patrick Mahomes, oh, he's hurt, all this. People saying Kelsey this week is washed again and all that kind of stuff. It eventually builds and builds and builds, and eventually you just want to blow out the Jets.